Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala huma a very, very important lesson in qadr or taqdeer, or what we call as predestination. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, wa'alam annama asabak lam yakun liyukti'ak wa annama akhta'ak lam yakun liyusibak. That lesson, O young child, you were the youngest at the time. He was very young, because when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was 13 years old. So you can imagine how young he was. The importance we learn from this is that from a young age, teach your children about the importance of qadr and taqdeer, predestination. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that, listen my youngster, know for a fact and believe this, that whatever afflicts you was never going to miss you. What hit you, what calamity hit you, what loss you have suffered, what illness you have contracted, whatever hit you and struck you was never going to miss you. وَأَنَّمَا أَخْتَأَتْ لَمْ يَكُنْ يُسِيدُ. And whatever missed you, you wanted something, you really, really wanted something, but it did not come your way, it was never going to come your way. Now this is very important for us during the times in which we find ourselves. It is unfortunate that today sometimes you find that when someone has contracted the virus, the first thing we do is, where did the person go? Who did the person meet? Who did the person embrace? We start playing the blame game, and we start blaming others for that person contracting the virus. Yes, we should not be reckless. We should be responsible, and we should ensure that we are doing our best to protect ourselves and to protect others. But if somebody contracts the virus, or somebody falls ill, then we should now attribute that to what? To taqdeer. That is qadr. We don't now start blaming others, or we do not start investigating and seeing that where could this person have contracted that virus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the person to contract it, and the person contracted it. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.